Programming, a real superpower. One of the strangest things you have to worry about is hackers taking advantage of the problems inside your own computer programs. For many, this is such a great fear that they never launch. Without getting into details, allow me to show you one interesting way to dance around this problem. Inside your program sits the internal API, a collection of functions named sign in, sign up, add, product, etc. You are only allowed to give them a single category. Sign in and sign up stuff would go into accounts. Add product, buy product would go into sales. You always have a single category that groups related functions together, and you never nest things and never just keep them mixed up. This categorization will bring you order, but also keep things flat and simple. Now, a core function or an internal API function is so important that it requires a lot of extra stuff around it. User permissions, for one, which is whether the group that the user is in contains a permission that the given function is just about to ask. So, when you are programming the part of the system where a user is added, make sure the user can belong to a series of groups. Then make a list of all the groups in your system and give them plain words like can buy, can delete account. Later, you can expand this with a hierarchy of groups, as in super user inherits administrator permissions, which inherits the user permission, which inherits the anonymous user permission. But the simpler your internal politics, the better. Just because it is possible to make something more efficient, it does not mean that the added complexity is a good idea. And then make a rule system on top of the permissions, where every rule is an input validating function such as strong password, valid product ID, user account active, or under the rate limit. Rate limiting is about not letting attackers overwhelm your server. And now layer over the two over your internal API functions. So the byproduct function will have a can buy user permission and valid product ID and user account active input validation rules. Well, the permissions are a system of politics in your system. It's just plain strings of text attached to the user that then functions will call for. It's totally arbitrary. And then input validation is about validating what the hacker is sending your way, or the user. So, making sure that it fits within the parameters of your program. User permissions and validation rules are two different things that we are sort of clumping together. They are meant to be confusing. They are meant to be reinvented by you. You just have to sit down and try to implement a permission system for your users and then some kind of a fancy thing that will validate all the inputs to your functions. Don't waste your time learning an existing system. That's for later. At first, reinvent it independently of others. That's for learning. Here you can see how just having a byproduct function, which is so important and so cool that you can make a purchase in your program, it's really the core feature, the main thing. But from the perspective of security, it is actually small potatoes. It's good that it's there, but it needs a lot more on top. You need active countermeasures against hackers, a user permission and function input validation wrapper. But to get the full picture and actually see all of this working, you now need to create some very unusual and seemingly unnecessary user interfaces or miniature apps. These aren't normally associated with internal API development, but they will absolutely prove to you that your system is safe enough to put on the internet. The first user interface is a firewall-like display of your internal API functions. Row by row, everything that can get executed is listed right in front of you. If you don't know what a firewall display looks like, look to Hollywood movies before you look to screenshots. The key to learning and to mastery of all these things is independent reinvention. So always start with the stuff that seems like it's not good enough, and then add the good parts, invent them. Your display, along with the category that the API function is in and the name of the function, has to list the permissions and input validation rules. Here, by just reading the table line by line, you will be able to see where potential security problems can creep in and create new validation rules, little tiny functions, or user permissions, these arbitrary strings of text that your API functions will demand that your user is associated with, probably by belonging to a group that has them listed one by one. But that's not all. And this is where things get interesting and really blow up into a whole new world of complexity that you are gonna have to visit, and it will be an unforgettable adventure. Seriously, you will never forget this time of your life. You see, to really see your system, you now need a live display of all the functions being executed. So when a byproduct function is executed, you want it to blink on your screen and add a red or green tick to a little bar chart, depending if access was granted or denied. And finally, you add the hacking dashboard or the red team user interface, an internal tool that will help you learn about hacking by going over the top attacks as listed by OWASP. Here, you will learn about the threats you face while creating small test applications that run simulated attacks and light up your live dashboard red. One of the reasons why computer programming is such a superpower is because it is a tool that lets you learn by creating other tools. You will discover that the act of creating tools is often like taking a microscope to whatever trouble you are facing. Aside from giving you the ability to analyze and visualize everything, the world of programming is an unstoppable torrent of knowledge and great ideas. If you aren't sure if you should learn programming or aren't really sure where to start, try P5JS, which deals with graphics and is really inviting. Svelte, which gets you programming user interfaces. Svelte Kit, which gives you the ability to run stuff on a server. And later, Node.js, which lets you build programs like SvelteKit. The world of programming has no limits. If you let it, it will help your imagination flourish and your brilliance shine.